Hey everyone, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Now let's cut to the chase. Through the magic of the LA background actor casting system, I somehow got to be an extra in Obi-Wan Kenobi. And as someone that has podcasted about Star Wars for the past 7 or 8 years, I have always been so happy to speak to people that had some experience on the set, whether they're an actor like Ben Mendelsohn or more in the background like our buddies Samantha Aline and Dee Tales. And one thing I always was fascinated with was, what was it like driving to the set on that first day? I thought, better record it. That could be something. And so we have a series of videos, my video diaries of before and after my days on the Kenobi set. And there is some killer, super fun, joyous Star Wars stories to be shared. And I hope all the stuff I recorded makes a nice little story up until we show the footage of me showing my friends at Star Wars Celebration where I was in the background. They didn't even know, because I'm good at keeping secrets, even one this good. So let's go back for our first episode to September 1st, 2021, when I was up very early to drive.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Drive to Star Wars. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I am off to be in Star Wars. It is 4:49 a.m. Monday morning, and we are driving out to somehow be an extra for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Oh man, I've never this awake ever, let alone at 4:45. We've got to drive out.
He got what the missus is saying.
To the planet Ajax, which I think is the planet Tatooine, or as Tatooine City, it's the code. I am the Ajax citizen. So I'm taking that as like my name is Ajax citizen. Now, you know, I'm just, who even knows if I'll be in shot of this show? Assuming they've paid for me, they've hired me. You know, of course, not through any Star Wars podcasting way, just through finding the right place to apply to. But, like, it's such a, you know, the minorist, the most, you cannot get any minor Star Wars role, but come on, it's Star Wars. I am like, I can't believe I'm going to be on a Star Wars set with cameras, with Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ewan McGregor, and who knows who else. Whew. I know there was a set leak of someone on their TikTok or something drove through this set a few months ago, and it was jaw-dropping. Like a whole, like I presume Tatooine, like village, just built. And I remember seeing it going, oh man, I'd love to find out where that is. Have a look. Just to, you know, even if it's just over the cliff or whatever, just to see a Star Wars set. You know, I've been to Star Wars sets in, like, in London, the Resistance set. I've been out to Death Valley for some Tatooine action. I've been to Yuma for the Sarlacc pit. So I'm into that sort of stuff. So I was like, oh, if I could find out where that was and just get a glimpse, that'd be sick to see another Star Wars set. Little did I know, months later, I'd be on the set without fear, or much fear, of being kicked off it. I haven't been able to shave. I had to keep my look of a gritty Ajax citizen. So, very prickly. But, yeah, just through it, like, we've interviewed on the podcast, you know, so many people have been Star Wars, people have done extra work and stuff, you know, like, actors and stuff, but extras and stuff, and it's always just like, oh, how excited were you driving on that first day? Like, I to me, it just seemed like, what, you've won the jackpot to just stand on the set. So, Steel, were you excited on the first day? Thanks for being on the podcast. Well, thank you, Steel. Yeah, well, to be honest, I was so excited! I was so excited! It's insane. Like, just growing up in Australia, in this little town, and reading like the Star Wars making of books, behind the scene books and stuff, and it is just like, well, that'd be impossible. Like, just, there is no way to get on that, to be involved with that at all. Years later, somehow I'm driving to a Star Wars set. So, yeah, again, it's just such a, you know, silly little role, or like, I'm essentially just a background prop. But, you know, there's people watching this and know this means, like, this is too much. This is, I haven't been to the Galaxy's Edge with the Rise of the Resistance open yet, but I think I'm about to top it today, play Star Wars with Ewan McGregor, hopefully. And, yeah, so I'm making all these videos and keeping sort of like a video diary of all this stuff and the excitement, not to, just to, like, what the podcast has always been about, and that's like just share the excitement of Star Wars and the silly journeys it takes me on. And there is no journey more sillier than this, you guys. It's just incredible, like, it's so fun. That's what it is. It's just fun. And man, I'm into fun. It's the best. It is the best. I'm about 15 minutes away. It's like a 25 minute drive. And I had Star Wars music on. I listened to a bit of John Williams, getting in the mood. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool. It's a shame I don't have another music player because I can't record me. It's a shame I don't have another music player because I can't record this and play the music in the background. And then I was like, I get demonetized for sure. You can play the John Williams music on YouTube or on podcasts. So, it's a little things, it's a little things. All right, I'm going to get back to some John Williams, and the Ajax Citizen is live. Woo! We are on the freeway. There's a car that is in a bigger hurry to get to the Star Wars set than me, so I'll get out of their way. Let's go. A long time ago, galaxy far, far away.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God. Listen to a bit of main theme. Listen to a bit of Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan versus Anakin action. I am one giant goosebump. I've got goosebumps on the goosebumps on the goosebumps, and those goosebumps are excited. One of my most clear Star Wars memories is coming out of Revenge of the Sith, and things didn't turn out that well for Anakin and Obi-Wan, Padme and all the gang, and just walking out going, oh man, that ended on such a downer, but it was a great film, but the vibe was, it was like this oppression thing of like, this, my favorite lie in the world, this is the last Star Wars film, and the story, the characters I love, it was a sad ending, and along with it being the last Star Wars film, walking out at like 3 in the morning, Knox City Cinemas, Melbourne, Australia, the Star Walking premiere, Australian premiere of Revenge of the Sith, midnight. I remember my friend Peter got engaged in the audience before the movie started. And yeah, just got such a bummer that it's over. Star Wars is so fun, now it's ended. And little did I know that I was getting lied to about the last Star Wars film yet again. And when somehow, when this story picked back up, they would somehow allow me to be on the set, to witness, to be a part of, to stand in the background, the space background. What's going on? I don't think I need this coffee, but I'm hooked on it, like the death sticks, so. Woo! I feel like I'm going really fast, but I just realized I'm actually going a little bit slower than everyone else. Still night. How, I'm gonna see dawn on Tatooine. The Tatooine dawn. Just another day for the Ajaxes. Alright, we are pulling in. Mask. How you doing? Let's keep going in, or?
Where are you?
For Joshua Tree. Okay, cool. Thank you. Sure. Cheers. Hey, buddy. How are you? On the right or the left? All right. Cheers, mate. Goes down. May that force be with us all. So thus concludes one of the happiest car rides of my life. And I hope you enjoyed the good vibes and sharing in the excitement, because it was super, super exciting, obviously. If you did enjoy it and you're on YouTube, give us a sweet thumbs up. If you're on iTunes or a podcast carrier, give us a sweet 5-star review there. And make sure you are subscribed, because we have got some great stories to tell. Plus, go back and check out my previous interviews with so many people that have been on Star Wars sets around the world. And if you are really hanging to get some stories, for just $3 a month, you get all of those 800 plus episodes at your disposal, as well as exclusive shows like the just posted new episode of The Juklan Strikes Back with my wife Jackie, detailing that first day on Kenobi. And it was a wild time.
I'm seeing the Tatooine set, like the edges, like I can see the tops and, do you know what I mean? Because it's facing inwards, but I know where it is and I can see bits of it, and I'm just like, and the sun's like rising. I'm just like, man, this is like, this is already the best, right?
Yeah.
And then I go around the corner. It's hard for me to say it out loud without like getting upset. The Lars family homestead.
Oh, wow.
Luke's Tatooine house, where we first saw Luke Skywalker.
It's just there.
The hut, like the dome, the Adobe dome.
Oh, my God.
And
what did you do?
This, like, the, you know how there's like that, like the ring?
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
sort of lunar ring that is. Like the rings there, and then there's the other little rooftop thing that's
yeah.
not, but the Adobe hut is there, and I didn't know until it had ended.
But someone called for the medic.
No, I kind of just very, just at normal me volume, just went,
whoops,
mate.
Was anyone by you?
Not anymore. It was
security.
I like to see that, like a, like, do you know what I mean? It's like a proper Star Wars recreation. Mm. It's back in the movie. Like, it's, this is the new canon version.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Just. Like, we like Talking Heads.
Right.
We went to see David Byrne when Harry was in your tummy. He enjoyed the show. He danced. Harry had a good dance, and he still enjoys Talking Heads to this day. But there's a song like, and you may ask yourself,
oh, yeah,
how did I get here? And
yeah.
I was like, how am I here?
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the spot where I first saw my favorite fictional character of all time.
Yeah, you're like back at the beginning of.
I'm at his house.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But you can also sit tight to how you're listening now, because in the next few days, I will post up the drive home video. And that will be something. So much fun. I really hope that you're going to enjoy this journey and sharing the amazing vibes and good times and excitement of this crazy Star Wars adventure. I really do hope you enjoy it. So we'll see you on the next one. If you're on YouTube, give us a comment below. Let us know what you thought about me screaming in my car. And I'll see you in a couple days with the next video. Thank you all so much, and may that force be with you.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.